ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rabdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Dalet, the Gemara at the beginning of the Amud brings down the famous story from Doma ben Nisina. Pam achas pikshu mimenu avonim le'ifoid b'shishim ribu yischat. The Chachomim wanted to buy from him the stone, avonim le'ifoid, and the whole Gemara brings down the whole story that he didn't want to wake up his father v'leitziarei. The Rishonim of Yah discuss interesting Shaila, the famous Shomir, the worm, the Shomir which was used in the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, either for the Avnei HaMikdosh or for the Avnei Eifoid V'Choshen. The Gemara discusses the whole story in Gittin, Samechesim Ad Aleph, how they found the Shomir. The Shomir was a worm which was used to cut the stones in the Oifen, where there shouldn't be a problem of Avonim Shleimois, and there shouldn't be a problem of Bemilu Oisom in Avnei Choshen and Eifoid. Says Tosfos in the Ramaschal Bikshu Mimenu on Amud Beis, that over here, the Gemara in the story of Doma ben Nisina has to be discussing the Zman of Bais Sheni, because in the Zman of Bais Rishon, there was no need for a Poro Aduma, and the Gemara says later on, there was a Poro Aduma born by Doma ben Nisina, must be discussing in the Zman of Bais Sheni. And in the Bais Sheni, they still needed Avonim le'Ephoid. They wanted to buy an Evan for the Ephoid. And the Gemara says in Gittin, in Soita, Memchesem et Beis, that the Ephoid, in order to cut the stone, we need to have a Shomir. Because there has to be a Kiyum Din of Bemilu Oisom. And the Machloikas, the Gemara brings down in Soita, Memchesem et Beis, between Reb Nechemia and Reb Yehuda, is only by Avnei HaMikdosh. If we can use the stones which are used to build the Beis HaMikdosh, they can be used, cut outside, and later on be brought inside, or even those stones also have to be used, the Shomir. But the Avnei Eifoid, everyone agrees, needs to have the Shomir. So says Tosfos, is Mavu over here, that the Klal Yisrael, the Chachomin, Chazal, they had the Shomir even Bizman Bais Sheni. And the Gemara which says that by the Chorban they didn't have the Shomir, must be the Chorban Bais Sheni. And from that Tosfos asks, from the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Beis, that Lechir, why did they not use the Shomir after the Malchus Yovan, after the Shoksum, Malchi Yovan, why could they not use the Shomir to go and fix all the Hezek which was done through the Malchi Beis Yovan? Be'emes, the Ramban, Al-Atoyer in Pashas Truma, Chof Hei Zayin, says that even though the Gemara in Soita is Mavur, that Lekula Alma, we need to have a Shomir for the din of Bemilu Oisom, in order to have a whole stone, and it has to be used only through the Shomir, says the Ramban, this is only by the Avnei Choshen. The Avnei Choshen have the Alocha of Bemilu Oisom, but not the Avnei Eifoid. The Avnei Shoyam, which were placed on the Eifoid, these Avonim did not have a din of Bemilu Oisom, and they did not need the Shomir. And when the Gemara says that they needed a Shomir for the Eifoid, the Gemara Bemis means for the Choshen, for the Avnei Choshen, and not for the Eifoid. According to the Shittas Ramban, says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, Oizvov, we have no raya anymore to say that there was a Shomir Bebayis Sheni. Because since over here the Gemara says a Loshen, Bikshu Mimenu Avonim Le'Eifoid, therefore we can learn the Gemara Kipshutoi, that Eifoid means the Avonim, the Avni Shoyam we needed for the Eifoid, and the Ramban says that the Eifoid Bemis does not need a Shomir. And therefore could be that we're talking about Bebayis Sheni, like Tosfos is Merchiach, we have a Poro Aduma, but there was no Shomir. Aye, how can they being avonim le'ephoid? Because by the ephoid there was no alocha b'miluoisam according to the Ramban, and we could manage even without the shomir. Memeila says Michas Chinuch that from Tosfos is mavua that Tosfos holds either that the ephoid also needs the shomir and not like the Ramban, or like Tosfos says later on in the Ramaschil v'avni miluim that the ephoid in our Gemara Bemis also doesn't mean the ephoid. Means the choshen, because the eifoid and the choshen were mechuber, and therefore the Gemara says, Bikshu mimenu avonim le'eifoid, but be'emes it means the choshen, like Zmavoni Yishalmi, that the stone of Binyamin, the Yoshfei stone, that was the even which they wanted to buy from Doma ben Nisina. Memela, if Tosfos holds that the eifoid over here means the choshen, then we need the shomir, because even according to the Ramban, there's a din b'milu oisom in the choshen, and memela over here, there has to be a shomir b'mi ba'is sheni. But al-Kaponim, if we say that the word Eifoid over here in our story about Doma ben Nisina means the Avnei HaEifoid, and we hold like Shittas HaRamban, that in the Eifoid there's no Din Shomir, then we have no Hechrich anymore to say that there was a Shomir Biman Bayis Sheni. This Shitta in the Rishonim to say that there was no Shomir Bayis Sheni, and not like Tosfos by us and other places in Shas, we find also in the Meiri in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, and also the Shitta Lunoid Alemi over there in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, They both say that there was no Shomi Bebayis Sheni, and the Gemara which says that there was Bizmana Chubin was bottled the Shomi, Be'emes means Chub Bebayis Rishon. But the Meiri says, to answer the question of Tosfos, how can they buy a Evan Le'ifoid? The Ephod needs to have a Shomer, says the Meiri, that the reason why the Evan needs a Shomer, the Ephod needs the Shomer, is in order to go and cut out, to be Mefateach, the Chakika of the names of Klal Yisrael on the stones, which is mashma that the Meiri learns that the Ephod over here is referring to the Avni Choshen, like Tosfos says later on. And says the Meiri that this din of Chakikas Shemois was only done in a case where they had the Shomer. But in Bizman Ba'is Sheni, where there's no Shomer, then Be'emma, since they couldn't be chukik these names, they could not cut out these names without causing any damage, halachic damage to the stone, Memela, they weren't chukik the names at all. They weren't mefateach the names of the Klal Yisrael on the stones. And says the Meiri, this din is not ma'akiv. They tried to do as much as they could do, and they had the stone itself, but the Chakikas Shemois was not ma'akiv. And Mamela, they were Makayim, the Kiyum of Big Dick Kahuna, even in a Bais Sheni without the Shomer. The Menchaschim Ulchi Mitzvah Tzadik Tes is done in this halacha where the Chakikas Shemois is Ma'akiv in the Avnei Ephod. Al Kaponim in the Yishonim is Mashma, that it is Ma'akiv, and the Meiri says it's not Ma'akiv, and therefore there's no Riaya that there was a Shomer in Bais Sheni. The Rambam in Hilchis Klei HaMikdosh, Perik Tes, Halacha Zayin, just writes that they were mefateach on the avodim shmois bnei Yisrael, like the Loshon HaPosuk, and the Mishnah Melech asks that the Rambam does not mention any way where, how they were mefateach these names on the avodim with the Shomer or without the Shomer, and the Rambam doesn't mention any mention of this Shomer at all, not by the Avni Choshen and not by the Avni Ephod. And we said that even the Ramban says that by the Avni Ephod is no dim b'miluaisam, but the Avni Choshen, that's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Saita, Mem Chesem is based, that everyone agrees there's a din b'miluaisam al koponim in Avni Choshen, and the Rambam doesn't mention any mention at all of the Shomer. This is Mishamerch's kasha on the Rambam Nichas Klei HaMikdosh. Says in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tzadikei, or Yizvov, that by Kol Choch, the Rambam had some makori to tell us that this din is not ma'akiv, and we didn't have to use the Shomer to go and be ma'akiv, to go and be chukik these names, and the Minchas Chinuch asks, where is Be'emes the makori of the Rambam? But Al Koponim says in Minchas Chinuch that if the Rambam holds that the din is not ma'akiv, then we have no raya that this Shomer existed in the Zman of Bais Sheni, since we say that the Rambam holds the Shomer is Be'emes not ma'akiv, and this is Be'emes what we find in the Meiri, that the whole Chakikas Shemois is also not ma'akiv, and this is the reason why they brought the Avonim Le'ifoid even Bizman Bais Sheni when they did not have a Shomer. The Michas Chinuch adds on that if we say Be'emes according to the Rambam that there was no Shomer Bizman Bais Sheni, and like we said, the Meiri holds this way, and not like our Tosfos, then we can answer a different Rambam. The Rambam paskins over there in Binyan Beis HaBchir, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchir, that the Avonim of the Beis HaMikdosh, we can be misaken the Avonim Bachutz and bring inside afterwards the ready cut Avonim into the Beis HaMikdosh. And the din of not to cut the Avonim is only said in the Beis HaMikdosh itself, but we're allowed to be misaken the Avonim Bachutz. This din is Be'emes HaMachlokes between Reb Nechemia and Reb Yehuda. We quoted earlier from the Gemara Seita, Mem Ches Amid Beis. And the Rambam paskens like Reb Nechemia, the Avni Beis HaMikdosh did not need the Shomer, and they were Mesakim Mibachutz and Machnis Mibifnim. The Noisekelim ask on the Rambam, why did he pasken like Reb Nechemia? The Gemara says in Seita that Rebbe says, Nirin Divi Reb Yehuda of Avni Mikdosh. It seems to the Aloche that Rebbe paskens like Reb Yehuda that we do need the Shomer for the Avni Mikdosh. Says the Minchas Chinuch that if we say that the Rambam holds there was no Shomer Bizman Bais Sheni, not like our Tosfos, then we could say that the Rambam was Mechiach, that Bal Kolchoch, from the mere fact that he managed to build the Bais Sheni with Avonim, must be we don't paskin like Reb Nechemia, and must be we don't paskin like Reb Yehuda, and we hold like Reb Nechemia, that we're allowed to be Mesakin Avonim Bachutz, with cutting the stones outside, even without the Shomer, and be machnis these stones inside the Beis HaMikdosh, because otherwise, since there was no Shomer Bebayis Sheni, how did they have a Beis HaMikdosh? Must be that we hold like Reb Nechemia, and this was the Mekor of the Rambam, to paskin like Reb Nechemia, will come out that according to this, Be'emes Reb Yehuda, Bal Kochach has to hold that there was a Shomer Bizman Bais Sheni, otherwise, how can they go and be misaken these Avonim, if you weren't allowed to use these Avonim, Bichlal, in the Avni Mikdosh, with any sort of cutting the Avonim, the stone, even if you made the Chakika and the stone cutting outside, Reb Yehuda holds also need a Shomer. But Al Koponim, according to Reb Nechemia, We can say there was no shomi bizman ba'is sheni, and this is the Minchas Chinuch says b'das Rambam, and not like our Tosfos. And this is what we said, the Meiri's Shitta and the Shitta L'Noid Alemi, that they hold there's no Shomir Bizman Ba'is Sheni. In the Ikkar story of the Gemara by Domer ben Nesina, that it says that Domer ben Nesina, the Mafticheis Muminochis Tachas Mirashisov Shel Oviv, and he didn't wake up his father, even though he was going to be making a lot of money from this deal to go and sell the Eben Le'ifoid to the Chachomim, he still didn't wake up his father. In Sefer Chassidim, in Ois Shin Lamed Zayin, says that the reason why Domer ben Nesina did not wake up his father is only because over here the money was Domer ben Nesina's Evan, and he was going to make the profit of selling this stone. And Mamela, since the keys were lying under the Marashes of Shel Aviv, he didn't wake up his father in order that he should have a gain of this money from this business deal. But says the Sefer Chassidim that if the Evan will be emes belong to the father, and the father will be making the money to gain from this stone, then of course there's a mitzvah even to wake him up, because he's definitely going to be very happy that you wake him up to go and make a lot of money by selling this stone. Says the Sefer Chassidim, so too, to wake the father up to do a mitzvah or to go to shul in the morning, this is definitely the interest of the father, and the father is interested that the son should wake him up, and even though normally one should not wake up his father, but to do a mitzvah, he's definitely allowed to go and wake up a father. And our Gemara is only because this was the revach, the money which was going to be gained was Domer ben Nesina's money. This din of the Sefer Chassidim is brought down alochin be'ehetiv yoyodeh simur yechmem sivkot n'tezayin, that for the father's enjoyment, for the father's simcha, or for a dovah mitzvah, one may wake up his father. The Orach HaShulchan in simur yechmem sivkot mem also brings down this alochin, but he still says that it seems to him that it's better for someone else to wake up the father and not the son itself. Because the etzem maisa, waking up a father, is a maisa tzah. So even though the father has a simcha, either for a mitzvah or for a revach momoin, but still, one should wake up the father alidei acher. And he says, kimdumani, he seems to me that this is the minig, v'chein nochein lasis. This is the right way of doing that one's son should not wake up his father, even for a simcha or for a mitzvah, and he should do alidei acher. So chidush la'aloche, the Orach HaShulchan says, in simer reish mem, sifkot mem. But the Orach HaShulchan asks, that l'chir al gemara, it's very schwer, because even though he's saying that the money was to be gained by Domer ben Nesina and not by Nesina himself, but still, l'chir, the father, normally would be very happy for the son to gain a lot of money, and why should we say that Domer didn't want to wake up his father to be metzai him? L'chir, normally, the father should have been very happy that the son should gain money, even though it wasn't his own gain, but he should be happy with his son's revach momoin to sell the Evan le'ifoid. Says Orach HaShulchan, Ulai hakol kefi mashu hu odom. Everything depends on a certain person, what he is, and this person, this Domer ben Nesina, his father, Be'emes, would not be happy. Reb Moshe Feinstein in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, in Dibris Moshe, Simen Nun, Ha'ori Yud Zayin, says, maybe he also asks very strongly on this Gemara that L'chir, the father definitely is going to have a Noah and a Simcha, that the son should be able to make such a kind of business deal, make a profit on the stone. And it's very not mistaba that a person should not be able to wake up his father since he himself is not getting the money. Says the Moshe that maybe the father was also a Shoita. Tosfos says in Kedushin in Lamed Aleph that the mother of Domer ben Nesina was a Shoita. Maybe the father was also a shoita, and therefore will not have any simcha by the son gaining money, and therefore Domer ben Nesina was machmi and did not wake up his father because he knew that his father would not get any enjoyment from the fact that he's going to make a good business deal. He asks, and Moshe asks, that Memes is sosum, we do not find in Tosfos any remez that the father was also a shoita, we only find about the mother, and he asks a lot on our Gemara, how do we understand this Gemara, l'chirya, this poshet, that if there is a simcha and a revach, then, even though the revach is for the son, the father will be happy about it, and it would be allowed to wake up the father. In the Ikkar Gemara, the Ritva asks another kasha, that we have a machlekes in Kedushin over there, Lamed Aleph. Kibud Av is Mishal Av, or Kibud Av Mishal Ben? Who has to pay for the money of Kibud Av? Is the father himself has to come from the father for Kibud Av? Or do we say Kibud Av Mishal Ben? La locha we paskin, like the mandoma over there in Kedushin, who holds kibud av, mishal av. That means the son does not have to pay any money out of his pocket to go and be mechabed the father. The money has to come from the father himself. The maisa kibud, the son does, with the father's money. So asks the Ritva, Talachir over here, why did he not wake up his father? The money which he himself is going to lose, this is Dovah ben Esinu's money, he's going to lose this money, and this is Lechir, Kibud Av, Mishal Ben, and we Paskin, Kibud Av, Mishal Av. So Lechir, he should be able to allow to wake up his father in order that he shouldn't have to lose his money, because we Paskin, that Kibud Av is Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. Answers the Ritva, that over here, this is not called a Kibud, to pay money from his pocket for the father's Kibud. Over here, it's just Menias Harevach. It's just that he's not going to gain money. But it's not chisorin kis. It's not money which he has to pay out. And therefore, in this case, where it's only minyas harevach, there's no heter to go and wake up the father. Even though we pass in kibud av mishal av. In the same teretz, says the Ran in Kedushin, in the first teretz, and the Tosfos Rosh over there in Kedushin. The Ran and the Tosfos Rosh answer another teretz, that there's be'emes a difference between kibud and tsar. The machloikus, where the kibud av is mishal av, or kibud av mishal ben, this is only by a kibud, the maisa kibud to be mechabed the father. On that we have a machloikus, is kibud av mishal av, or kibud av mishal ben. But to be mitzayeh the father, to go and hurt him, and waking the father up, goes into this category of be mitzayeh the father. In this case, there's no machloikus, and everyone agrees, even mishal ben, you're not allowed to be mitzayeh the father. This is much more chomu, and says Iran, one is mechuyu to be mafsid, all the money in the world, in order not to be mitzayeh the father. And therefore, over here, even though we hold kibud av mishal av, the Dama ben Esina was not allowed to wake up his father, because it's going to be a tsar for the father, and the tsar is even mishal ben. One more point. You see in the Gemara, in the story of Dama ben Esina, that he was zeicher to a schar of a por aduma. Next year, Lashona Acheres, the Gemara says, noidu le por aduma be'edri, and the Chachomin came in, and they said, they want to buy the por, and he answers, shimani mevakish mikem kol momen shebo ilom, ate noisim li, achshav eini mevakish mikem, elo isim momen shev sadati b'shvil abo. And the Gemara says this is the schar which Dama ben Esina got for his maisa kibud avim. The Achrinim discuss bariches what is the schar of midah k'neged midah for Dama ben Esina because of the schar of kibud avim he was zeicher to por aduma. We'll just mention one svara, the Shoyel Umeishiv in the Sefer Divrei Shaul and Kedushin Lamed Aleph brings down from the Ktzois Achrishen that he heard mipi Hashmua from the Ktzois Achrishen, who says that the reason why the Eibishter was gave a schar to Dama ben Esina, that he got a Paru Aduma in his Eder the next year, it was in order that it shouldn't be a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, that we see even a Goy was mechabed his father so much for so much money. But be'emes, there's a difference between the kibud which Dama ben Esina did, and he lost a lot of money for kibud Avaim, whereas the money which Chachomim came later on the next year, and they paid Dama ben Esina all this money for the Pari Aduma. Says the Ktzois, the difference is, Dama ben Esina lost a lot of money, but it was a mitzvah sichlis. It was a mitzvah which is seichel's mechayiv, that he should be mechabed his father, even though it was a meridig, a meisa which he did, that he was mechabed his father and he didn't want to wake him up, and he lost a lot of money from this. But this was la meisa, a mitzvah sichlis. It's a seicheldig mitzvah that one should be mechabed his father. Klal Yisrael later on the next year, they came and they paid a lot of money for a Pari Aduma, which is a choik, which is not a mitzvah of a seichel, which is a mitzvah, it's a choik ba'alma, which is not any seichel, and even on that, Chazal were mukhed to spend all the amount of money which Dama ben Esina spent for the mitzvah of kibud av. Klal Yisrael were mukhed to spend this money even for a mitzvah of a choik. And this was a takona, a tikkun for the kitrug, which was on Klal Yisrael, that even a goy is mechabed his father so much, and the Ibishter was mezarev, was medafke, made as Asad's story, that they should be next year a Pari Aduma, that Klal Yisrael later on should pay so much money to be mechabed, that just even without kibud avim, which is not mitzvah sichlis, to go and do a mitzvah which is a pichoik and not a pisechel. And even this mitzvah they did with Domim Rabin. Looking also at Ben Yehoyada over here, says not besides this reason, he says himself, he says a lot of other timing, what was the midah k'neged midah to get the Pari Aduma, but mocking the kibud avim of Dama ben Esina. The Gemara fed on in the Amid. The Gemara says, "Oh, Mamar Yisrael, hoy mishamim oisa mishosh and nulda, because we're chishish for revia, and the only way we can buy the parah is only if we mishamim the mother mishosh the child mishosh and nulda." And the Gemara says later on, "Who adin we have to be chishish for the mother, and we mishamim the mother also." Asks the Gemara later on in the Amid, "V'nechush dimur avuha leima deima. why we're not choishish for the grandmother, the ima we should be choishish. That maybe there was a ma'aseh revia done to the grandmother, and according to the man the Omar who holds that the machlikus is kishenilbu kishen chulin, then according to Reb Lezer, it's also even if the revia was done when it's chulin and changes to hektish, it's still also. Says the Gemara, kule hai loy chai shinon. Someone we're not choishish that much. Be'emes, we have to understand the svar of the Gemara. L'chaya, on one ma'aseh revia, just like we're choishish for the revia done to the child or to the mother, there's also a chashash that maybe the revia was done to the grandmother. The ima. And if the revia was done to the grandmother, l'ima the ima, then all the dayos later on become asa. And Mamela, what does it mean, kula hai loy chashino? We're not choishish that much. We just have to be choishish the same amount. We're choishish for the child. We should be choishish for the grandmother, l'ima the ima. And this ma'aseh revia is as much as a chashash as it is for any other revia to a different behemah. Mamela, what does the Gemara mean, kula hai loy chashino? Why is this a case of kula hai? The Tosfos read, in Madura to Lisoi, he says, pshat in the Gemara, kula hai l'chashino, different pshat. He says that Be'emes Gemara means the answer, that even though we have the halacha, that if nirbu k'shein chulin, the child is also, even though it changes to a hekdesh, because the Gemara says in Tmura Lamedom at Beis, that according to Reb Elezer, according to this man, the Omer, it's also, even though it changes to hekdesh, because it's still a bizoyin, but kula hai means that the grandson from this Ma'aseh Revia is not going to become also. And this is Be'emes a chiddush in the Ikka Halacha of the Ma'aseh Revia Asurim, which Reb Elezer holds the son, v'lo the same is Asurim le'mezbeach, but this is only the Vlad himself. The Vlad is also, but the Vlad, the grandson from the Ma'aseh Revia is going to be Mutter. This is how Tosfos Reed learns Pshat in Al Gemara, that Kula Hai Lui Chashinon doesn't mean in Chashash. Means in Issa, there's no Issa so far for the grandson. And the Svara is, because even though the Gemara says in Tmura that Reb Elezer holds according to this man, the Omer, there's still a Bizoyan, even though it becomes Kaddish, but so much to go and ask the grandson, Ad Kedei Kach, there's no Bizoyan, and therefore it's going to be Mutter to be Male, this behemer Agabi Amizbeach. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand, are you saying this to Geshayla over here, that L'chaya Enichan Ami, the grandson, does not have an Issa directly from the grandmother, from the Ma'aseh Revia done to the grandmother, because it's a Bizoyan, does not go so far. But L'chaya, since the mother became Asa, because it was Yotza Min Ha'Asa, because the mother is Asa, the grandmother's Asa, therefore the mother is also Asa, from the Aloch of Yotza Min Ha'Asa is Asa, then since the mother is Asa, L'chaya, the grandson, by definition, B'meila becomes Asa, because he is also a Yotza Min Dovah Ha'Asa. The Mishnah says in B'chiris, Vav Amud Beis, that kol dovo ha-yotze min ha-tomei is tomei. Anything which is tomei the animal, and it was yotze from this behemah, even though it has simoni taira, it becomes tomei, because yotze min ha-tomei is tomei, we learn of psukim. Ha-gomol, that there's a ribui of yotze min ha-tomei is tomei. And this is, Be'emes, the reason why the mother is also. The mother is also, even though the ma'aseh revia is done to the grandmother, is also also, according to Reb Elezer le-mizbeach, al-tz yotze min ha-tomei, and therefore, l'chira, even according to Tosfos Reed svar, that the Ma'aseh Revia does not asa directly to the grandson, but L'chaya, since the mother is asa, the mother has a Shem Issa of Yotza, therefore the grandson should also be asa, because at the end of the day, he's a something which is Yotza min ha'asa. So Mamela, he should have an Issa, because he's Yotza min dova ha'asa. But Be'emes, the Magi Mishnah, writes in Macholas Asurius, Peik Beis Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam's Shitta is over there, that a boss of Odom is only also Be'isa Asi. A boss of Odom, someone to eat flesh, to eat a person, this Issa is only also Be'isa Asi and is not also Be'isa Lav. The Ramban asks that if L'chiria there's Issa Asi of Issa Achilas Odom, then L'chiria there should be Issa on anything which is Yoitzim in Odom also, because there's Yoitzim in Ha'asa is also. And the Ramban asks that we find Cholov is Mutter, and so to Dam Be'emes would be Mutter, of Dam Odom, Me'ika Adin, Midin Toyer is Mutter. Says the Ramban, L'chaya, why is there no Issa, according to the Rambam, the Issa Odom, as Issa Asay, why is there no Issa of anything which is Yotze from the Odom also? Says the Magi Mishnah that the Rambam holds that the Issa Yotze is only if it's an Issa Yotze from an Issa Lav. But an Issa Yotze from an Issa Asay, where the Makur Ha'issa is only Asa, but Issa Asay, in that case, says the Rambam holds, there's no Issa Yotza. Memela, according to the Rambam, that Bosa Odom is only Asa, but Issa Asay, therefore anything which is Yotza min Ha'odom is Be'emes Mutter, because the Alocha of Yotza min Ha'dova Ha'asa does not apply in the case where the Makur Ha'issa is only Asay. Memela, in this case, where the mother is b'emes osa b'issa yoitza, which issa yoitza is also in your issa asei, it's not issa lav, that Gemara says in Bechiris, Mamela, the grandson, cannot be osa, according to the Rambam, for issa yoitza min ha-yoitza, because the mother itself is also onya issa yoitza, and which is onya issa asei, and therefore the grandson will be mutter, because yoitza min ha-yoitza is only ba'alav, and not ba'issa asei. But according to the Rambam holds that even if it was issa asei, he still asks on the Rambam that l'chayyur should be issa yoitza. According to the Rambam, this is not yishuv, because l'chayyur Rambam is mavur that even from issa asei, there is a issa yoitza. But mainly you have to answer the shayla in a different oifen, why over here there should not be issa yoitza min ha-yoitza. Maybe the Mizbeach is different halachas than we find the Alma in Ilchus Bechayyurus, in Bechayyurus Vavam Beis, by issa lehedit. Al Kaponim, this is a chiddush of a Tesis Rid, that the Pshat in Al Gemara, Kula Hayli Chashino, means that the grandmother, the Maiser Revi'ah done to the grandmother, does not ask her directly to the grandson. We just have to understand why is it no Issa, Yoitza min ha-yoitza. Gemara, further on, the end of the Omid, the Gemara asks a Kashon Ebelezer who holds as Chashino le Revi'ah, even on a Goyish Behemoth himself, there's a Chashash Revi'ah, asks the Gemara, so the Pasuk says, Vayoyim Moshe, Moshe told to Paroi, Gam ato titim biyodeinu zvochim v'oilois. You also are going to give us zvochim v'oilois, v'asinu l'ashem elekeinu, and it's going to be kobonis from Paroi to the Eibishter l'ashem elekeinu. Asks the Gemara, l'chir chashino l'irviya, how can Moshe Rabbeinu take kobonis from Paroi? Reb Shlomo Kluger asks in the Sefer Avidas Avida, that l'chir, why does the Gemara ask Kasha Dafke Kun Ter Beleza, who holds chashino l'irviya, that there's a problem of a behemoth being a nirba, being a rivea? Why is this problem only according to Rebbeleza? L'chiria, we know that the Mitzrayim were over the tzoyin. They were over the Avodah Zorah, the tzoyin was there, Avodah Zorah. Kol tu'ei aves Mitzrayim, kol ri'ei tzoyin, the Pasuk says that they were over the tzoyin. And therefore, every sheep which has been bought from the Korbanos, from the Paroi, is l'chiria has a problem of Nevad. Because these sheep were b'emes Avodah Zorah of the Goyim, of the Mitzrayim, and l'chayyur, this is a question of Kula Alma, that there should be a problem of Nevad, even without the problem of Revi'ah, and from that also we're going to have to say the Gemara's Teretz, that Koydim Atat Teretz Shaini. So l'chayyur, why is this Kasha Shveh Dafka according to Ebelezer? Answers the Avodah Zorah, that itself, that the Goyim gave over their behemoths to the Eden, this imbibes this state. This is a bittul of the Avodah Zorah, like we mentioned earlier in Daf Chof Beis, that the Gemara is later on in Daf Nun Gimel is Mavua, that behema which is given over, sold to a Yisrael, this is a bittul. And even though there's a mandoma there, or hold, there's no bittul of Avodah Zorah through a mechira, this is only when you sell Avodah Zorah itself, but when you sell a behema, and we know that the yid is going to be makir of it, then this is definitely a bittul, chol adeis, this blibes a bittul of the Avodah Zorah, and therefore becomes ois nevad. Memes, we find the same thing in Ahflor, in Sefer, Ponim Yofis, in Pashas Vairo, and also in Pashas Boy. He says there's no problem of Nevad in the Kabonis of the Mitzrayim, because giving over to the Yisrael is a bittul. Another story, he says, like the Gemara says, Chav Beis on Mitbeis, that if the Behemoth is a Nevad, a Goy will not give over his Avodah Zorah and sell it to Yisrael. So therefore, here also we have a story that if they give over the behemoths, these behemoths to be makiv for a korban is mistaber that these behemoths were not a nevad, and therefore we can rely and be makiv them for a korban. And the Gemara only asks al tzechshash of revia, but there's no problem of nevad because it's a raya from the fact they gave over the behemoths that me'olam lo yavdu, they were never over these behemoths. The Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Magolis asks to the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva's Chasam Sofer Yoideh Simirish Lamed Hey, that sometimes the Ponim Yofis, that flaw in the Sefer, says the Svara that the reason why there's no Nevad by the Korbanos of the Mitzrayim is because of Bittul, and sometimes he says a different Svara, that the reason is because there's a Raya from the Mechira that they never Nevad at all. And he asks why sometimes he says like this, and sometimes he says the Svara of a Bittul. Says the Chasam Sefer, that Be'emes, that flaw meant to say with this, that Be'isoid, there's a way to ask on the Teretz, that he says that it blibes a bittul through the mechira, the goy is bimavatal avida zora. Because legavoya, we know that there's some rishonim we quoted earlier in the Ramban, the Daf Mem Zayin says that the issa nevad legavoya does not go off through the maisa bittul, even though a goy is going to be mavatal is avida zora. It only works for his hediot, but a goy does not have the koyach to be mavatal is avida zora enough to be mati the behima legavoya. So therefore, the Ponim Yofish says a different Svara, that there's a gilui through the Mechira, that was never a Nevad at all. But says the Chasam Sefer, sometimes the Aflo does say the Svar Bittel, and this is by Pesach Mitzrayim, where there was a din that we had to go and be makriv kon Pesach Mitzrayim, and we bought the Karbonis also from the Mitzrayim, and on that the Aflo says there's no problem, even if it was a Nevad, because it's a Bittel. Says the Chasam Sefer over there, the Aflo holds that the Bittel works even to be makriv the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, because it's not real Korban Legavoya, it wasn't Nikrab on the Mizbeach, there was no damn Nizrak on the Mizbeach, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a Nevad to be also Legavoya after Bittel. It has a din of a Hedit, and over there, the Panim Yofis holds that a Maisa Bittel, it will be enough to be makriv the Pesach Mitzrayim. Whereas the other Karbonis, like in our Gemara, where we're talking about Karbonis to be makiv to the Eibishter, v'asinu l'Hashem Elokeinu, over here, we need to have a bittel, will not be enough, because a bittel is only l'hedit and not l'gavoya, and on here, the Panim Yofes has to say a different svara, that it's a raya from the Mechira, that was never a nevad, even l'chatchila was never a nevad. Memes, the Ike Kash on our Gemara, which we asked from Shlomo Kluger and the Panim Yofes, that what happened to the Issa Nevad, we find already in Tosfos, Bali Atosfos HaSholim, in Pasha's Boy, Perik Yud, Pasuk Chofhei, he asks this Kasha Mufurish on our Gemara, why does the Gemara ask Al Tzirvir, what happened to the Issa Nevad, and he says, B'Shei Muri Harav, that the Be'emes we find in the Pesukim, that the Mitzrayim were Oivid Tzoyin. And over here, the Pasuk does not say that they brought Karbonis from the Tzoyin, it says, Gam Ato Titin Biodeinu, Zvochim Ve'oilois, and these Zvach V'Oilois would be brought from the Bokor. And Bokor, Bokor, not the Tzoyin, these were not Nevad, there was no Chashash Nevad on these behemoths, only on the Tzoyin, these behemoths, the Mitzrayim were Oivid. And over here, the Gemara learns Pshat in the Pasuk, that the behemoths will be brought to behemoths from other Karbonis, not from the Tzoyin. And on the other Karbonis asks the Gemara, according to Ebelezer, what happened to the Chashash Revere? And on that, the Gemara has to answer, Koidim Atan Torah Shaini. The Gemara Akaponim answers on this kasha which Gemara asks, "Vayimer Moshe gamato titim yodenus vach v'oilos." What happened to the chashash nirba? Answers the Gemara, "Koidem matan teruah shiny." And later on, the Gemara says, "By Yisrael also koidem matan teruah shiny." The chayyur, the posh pshat in the Gemara is that before matan teruah, the korbanos were not korbanos of Yisrael. They had halacha of korbanos of a ben noyach, like the goyim can bring korbanos, and they have different halachas. So too, any korban which was brought before Matan Torah has a halacha of a korban ben noyach, and therefore says the Gemara, koidem Matan Torah, shiny, even though it was a nirba, it could still be kosher the korban, even though it was a nirba, because korban ben noyach is kosher. This is the poshut pshat in the Gemara, that koidem Matan Torah, shiny, even though it was a nirba, it will still be kosher. Now the kasha is on this, that l'chir this is neged the mafurish Gemara in Zvochim, kuf tezayin omed aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the korbanus of bnei noyach, and the korbanos has other halachas. He allowed to be makiv even a zocha, even a nekeva. Bein zecharim, bein nekevas. There's no difference between zecharim and nekevas. And the other halachas over there, there's dinim on the korbanos of a ben noyach. One of the halachas is, says the Gemara, that you only allowed to be makiv a korban which is tahurim, only mina tahurim, avaloi mina tmeim. We're not allowed to bring a korban, even a korban ben noyach is not allowed to be brought mina tmeim. Asks the Gemara, this pasuk is learnt out from a story of Noach by the Teva, that he only took the korbanos, the behemoths in, which are roi le korban, and one of the tnoim is that the korban has to be a korban min abehemo hatahir avaloi atmeo. Asks the Gemara, there was no korbanos yet which were tohir and tomei, the behemoths weren't, there was no matan tohir, there's no tohir given yet, and there's no difference between a behemoth tohir and a behemoth tmeo in the times of Noach. Says the Gemara, the Gemara says that the Lashon of Tahirim and Tmeim does not mean a Korban Torah and a Tomei, a Behemoth Tmeo. It means a Behemoth Sheloi Nevdo Bo Aveir. That's a Behemoth which is Mutter for Korban Ben Noyach. And a Behemoth Tmeo means a Behemoth Shenevdo Bo Aveir. It's a Nirba and therefore it's possible for Korban Ben Noyach. This is the Lashon of the Aul Gemara. We have Pshat in the Breisa in Zvochim Kuf Tezayin Omed Aleph. So it says, according to this Gemara, Mavur Mefurish in the Gemara in Zvochim, that a korban ben noyach is also to be brought if it was nevda by avir. Even a korban ben noyach is also also. He bazei it's a pella. What's a pshat in our gemara? The gemara answers that koidem matan torah shiny, very nice. But even before matan torah, there's also isser of nirba. And if Rabbi Elazar says that we're chushish on a goy that is going to be revea is a behema, memela even a korban ben noyach should also be also, like the gemara says in zvachim tohim avloy tmeim. Now, be emes in the gemara in zvachim, this is not clear that this is the right gersa. The Shittim HaKubetz says, Over there in Zvochin Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph is Magia and says the Loshon of the Gemara Tohim Avle Tumim does not make a chiluk between Nevdo B'Yavir or Lui Nevdo B'Yavir. The Gemara has to say Me'oison Shasidim Li Tohir. The Tohir means those behemoths, those korbanos which are going to be behemoths Tohiris. Lafuka, which behemoths are going to be after Matan Torah, behemoths Tumeris. And Behemoth Rashi Ala Torah brings down this Gemara like that, and Rashi says, Mikan she Noyach Lomad Torah. We know that Noyach learned Torah from this halacha, because Tohir Mavloi Tumeim is Me'oison Shasidim Li Tohir, and not like our Gisa. The Sfasemes points out that according to this Gisa, which the Mashah over there is Marich, that this is the right Gisa in the Gemara, like the Shudim Kubetzes, says the Sfasemes in Zvochim, that according to this Gisa, it will come out the halacha, that a korban which is a nirba, is Behemoth Mutter for Goy to be Makriv, a korban ben Noyach does not have a psul of a nirba. And Behemoth this will stim with our Gemara, which is Mavua the Chira, that Koydim Atatir Shaini, is Behemoth Mutter for korban ben Noyach, and not like our Gisa in the Gemara Zvochim, that it's also for korban ben Noyach. The Mechilta in Pasha's Boy, brought down in the Yalkut Remez, Yalkut Shemoni also in Remez Rishvov. The Pasuk says by Pesach Mitzrayim that Yidden had to go bring a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Mishchu ukhu lochem tzoin. You should go and take a tzoin v'shachatu ha-Pasach and you should go and bring a Korban Pesach. The Arshin is the Mechilta has a drosha. Mishchu mishalochem. You should take a tzoin from your own. And someone who doesn't have a tzoin from his own, yikach min ashuk. Says the Mechilta, mishchu ukhu is talking about two different people. Mishchu is someone who has a korban, a behemoth in his own backyard. He should take his own behemoth and he should bring this tzoin for a korban pesach. Someone who does not have a korban, a behemoth in his own from his own, ukhu lochem is referring to someone who doesn't have mishaloi. This person yikach min ashuk. He should go and buy minashuk a korban tzoin for a korban pesach. Asks the Magen Avraham in his pirush Zayis Ranon on the Yalkut Shemoni, L'chaya, what is the chiddush of this din that someone who doesn't have a behemah he should go and buy a behemah minashuk? Of course, L'chaya, who are the inner person who already has a behemah? He also, if he doesn't want to use his own behemah which is in his backyard, he can also go and buy a tzoin minashuk. There's no difference whether a person does have a behemah or doesn't have a behemah. It sounds like in the Mechilta that the Zak Poder, that someone who has a behemah, Mishaloi, he should not buy Minashuk. And only someone who doesn't have a tzoin, he should go Minashuk and go and get himself a Korban tzoin. Says the Magen Avraham, the Pshat is, because Be'emes, Smavu in our Sugis, that Goyim are Choshud Le'Revia. And the Gemara says before, Shitas Revina is on Chef Gimel Omed Aleph, that even on his own behemah he's also Choshud. Al kaponim legabe korban, and there's a difference between lechatchila and b'di'evet. Lechatchila, one is not allowed to be maimed a behemah in front of the goy, and we're choshish that the goy is chashin on the revia lechatchila. Only b'di'evet, then with mutter to go and buy a korban from a goy. Says the Magen Avraham Memela, this is the chiddush of this yalkut, telling us that only someone who does not have a behemah from his own. And Mamele, he's not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. He is in a matzav of B'di'eved, and he can go and bring a Korban in Ashuk, go and buy from the Goyim. B'di'eved, we're allowed to rely on the fact that the behemoth was not nearby. But Lechatchila, if someone has his own behemoth, and he can bring a Korban Tzoyin for Korban Pesach from his own Eder, from his own backyard, he's not allowed to go and buy him in Ashuk, because Chashin on the Revia, and Lechatchila, we are Chushish le Revia, and this is the Chiluk in the Mechilta. The Har Ephraim, on his Pirush on Mechilta over there in Pasha's Boy, Yudo Medalev, he asks, he's Matmiya on the Magen Avraham. That how can the Magen Avraham say Pshat in the Mechilta by Pesach Mitzrayim? There's a difference between Chatchila and B'di'eved. Our Gemara says Mefurish, that Koydim Matan Torah, there's no problem of a Korban which is a Nirba. And therefore, the Korban is Mutar B'Revia, and Pesach Mitzrayim is the Maisa of Mishchu Kulochem Tzoyin in Mitzrayim was before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, there's no problem if the Korban is a Nirba. Mamela, there's no difference between Lechatchila and B'di'eved, and this is schwer to say, Pshat in the Mechilta, there's a difference between Lechatchila and B'di'eved, because of Chashin on the Revia, because Pesach Mitzrayim is not also Bichlal Koydim Matan Torah. The Har Ephraim explains that the Magen Avraham holds that Pesach Mitzrayim is different, because we find a Pesach Mitzrayim that is a Mando Oma, who holds that there's a Psul Mum in a Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says before, on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that kimosh chosom bahem mum bom kol mokim she mum poisel dvar erve poisel, and therefore since it's a psul mum, there's also a psul of dvar erve, and the common of Pesach Mitzrayim there's a new problem of kimosh chosom bahem mum bom. Therefore, there's a difference between lechatzchila and b'di'evit. But the tshuvas toyes chesed in Erechaim simchav gimel is dalid. He also brings down this kasha on the Mogen Avraham, that how can the Mogen Avraham be mechalek between a chatchila b'di'evid and a korban of Pesach Mitzrayim? The Gemara is mevuah, abkoyidim matan teir, there's no problem with niruba. Says the Torah's chesed, that the Mogen Avraham understood pshat in our Gemara in a different oifen. He didn't learn that the Gemara means to say that koyidim matan teir shiny means that there's no psul niruba koyidim matan teir because it's a korban of a benoyach and there's no psul niruba. Of course, if we know that this korban was a nirba, then even before Matan Torah, even the korban ben noyach is also possible on the psul nirba. And like Remes, we saw in our Gilsa in the Gemara in Zvachin Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph, that korban of ben noyach is also possible nirba to be makiv a korban even before Matan Torah. The Mogen Avraham learned pshat in our Gemara that koyde Matan Torah shiny means that Reb Elezer, who is very machmi, and he holds that Ruchashin on the Revia, Ruchashish the Agoy, is going to be Revia, is Behemoth, and on every Oifen, even with the Eved, is also Osir. On that, the Gemara, that Koyde Matan Torah, Shiny, we're not Chushish that much, that Agoy should be Revia, is Behemoth, and we can take on that it was with the Eved Al Kaponim, we can take on that the Behemoth was a Loi Nirba. That means that Belezer's Shitta is only referring to Korban Yisrael, and he is more Makel in a Korban of Ben Noyach, not to be mati a korban of a nirba, but just that he wasn't chushish that much by a korban ben noyach, and he was more makel by a korban ben noyach to take on that the korban was be'emes, not a nirba. But if we know that the korban was be'emes a nirba, then of course we have to be chushish, even a korban koydim matan teir. Memela says the Torah's chesed, that this is pshat in the Mogen Avraham, who says that there's a difference in Pesach Mitzrayim between lechatchila and b'di'evid, because like we explained, there's no din that a korban of a before Matan Torah is kosher even if it was a nirba. The Gemara just means to say that according to Reb Elezer, we're not chushish, and Reb Elezer holds like a rabbanon. There's no shit as Reb Elezer, chashin on the revia, on a korban ben noyach. But he holds like the rabbanon, and just like we find according to Ravina, that according to the rabbanon, there's a difference between lechatchila and b'di'evid. Mamela says the Mogen Avraham, in order to buy this korban on Pesach Mitzrayim, lechatchila one should not rely on the fact that the korban is not a nirba, but b'di'evid, he doesn't have any korban from his own, he's allowed to go and buy minashuk a korban, and he's allowed to b'di'evid rely on the fact that the korban was not a nirba. But if we know be'emes the korban is a nirba, then lo'ilam avada this korban is also even by a korban ben noyach, and this does not go into the Gemara, because the Gemara just means the shittas Reb Elezer that we not chushish koydim matan teir. But avada a korban which was nirba is also even on a korban ben noyach, which works very well with our gilsa in the Gemara in Zvachin Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph. This is what the Torah's Chesed explains pshat in the Mogen Avraham, the Torah's Chesed in the Erechaim Simchav Gimel Oiz Dalet. Moving further on, the Gemara on Amit Beis, Chav Dalet Amit Beis, the Gemara asks another kasha on Reb Elezer, who holds that Goyim Ochashin Le Revia, asks the Gemara, Meisvei Vesaporis Helu Oilo Lashem. The Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Pergvov is discussing the Anshei Beis Shemesh. They brought the Poris, which brought back the Orin from Eretz Plishtim, and they were makiv these Poris, Helu Oilo Lashem. Asks the Gemara, how can they be makiv these Poris? These Poris L'chiri Avechshash Nirba, which are also L'gavoya. Says the Gemara, Hiras Shah, he said over there was a Hiras Shah because it was a nest that they brought back the Poris by themselves, and also they left the children of the Poris in the house, and Aval became the Poris came, Memela, they were makiv these Poris, but Hiras Shah, and there's no problem of the Pchashash Nirba. Says the Gemara, Hochenami Mistabr is a Raya, Deilu Teimahochi, if you're not going to say it's a Hiras Shah, Oilo Nekeva Mieka, they were makiv these Poris for Oilo, these Poris for Nekevas, how can they be makiv the poris which are the caves for oilo? Must be that was a yiras shah. Says the Gemara no raya umakusha dilma bebomas yochid. Okay, Rav Ada Bahava says that bomas yochid is muta oilas in the cave. Now in Taich in this Gemara, the Gemara says a lotion of dilma bebomas yochid. There's a yisaidus the gemachlekes is showing him over here. What does the Gemara mean dilma bebomas yochid? Rashi says the Gemara is going to suffolk whether this bomo in Beis Shemesh was a bomas yochid or a bomas tzibu. The Boma Gedoyla at that time was in Noiv. And since Shiloh, the Chor of Mishkan Shiloh, the Boma went over to Noiv, and there was a Boma Gedoyla. And there's no suffix that the Boma, which was in Beis Shemesh, which there they were makiv these poris, was a Boma Siochid, and did not have a locha of a Boma Gedoyla. And therefore, it's definitely a bamas yochid. And when the Gemara says, dilma ba bamas yochid, the Gemara doesn't have a suffix about it. There's definitely, it was a bamas yochid. The lotion of the Gemara, dilma ba bamas yochid, means, maybe on a bamas yochid, we are allowed to be mate, or oilas nekeva, like Rabbi Adabai have. Says Rashi, dilma ba bamas yochid, shari. Maybe on a bamas yochid, there's a heter to be makir, or oilas nekeva, even without a yuras shor. This is the suffix. Do we say the halacha is, like Rabbi Adabai Ahava says in a minute, that the halacha is in the bamas yochid is kosher oilas nekeva? Or do we say, no, we don't hold Rabbi Adabai Ahava? But that was poshut, that this bama over here in the Beis Shemesh was a bamas yochid and not a bama gedola. But the Meiri over here is mavua that he learned the Gemara not like Rashi. Because here the Meiri says that the halacha is when he's mesakim the dinim ha'olim from the Gemara, he says the halacha is that on a bama gedola one may not be makiv in a keva lo'ila. We have to have dafka a zocha, and on a bama ktano, on a bama siyochid, one is allowed to be makiv on the keva, like if Adabai Ahava's halacha. Says the Meiri that in the bama Beis Shemesh, that they were makiv over there, a poro, which is in the keva, hosom yuras shor hoiso, over there, there was a yuras shor. Now we have to understand, if the Meiri takes on like if Adabai Ahava, that a bomas yochid is mutter to be makiv in a keva lo'ilo, why does he have to say that a bomas Beis Shemesh was a yuras shor? L'chariya, the bomas Beis Shemesh, Rashi says, was a bomas yochid, and a bomas yochid is mutter to be makiv oilas the keva la'i Adabai Ahava. Is mochach in the Meiri, that the Meiri learned pshat in the Gemara, dilma bomas yochid, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we have a suffix in the din of a Adabai Ahava. We bemes hold like a Adabai Ahava, that in a bomas yochid oilas the keva is mutter. The suffix is this bomber in Beit Shemesh a bomas yochid, or was it maybe a bomber gedola? And even though the main bomber gedola was in Noiv, maybe in Beit Shemesh the bomber was also a bomber gedola, and therefore would not apply the heter of a Rabbi Ahava. And this is the suffix of the Gemara, and on that the Meiri says that in bomas Beit Shemesh we can't bring a raya because there was a Yuras Shor, and therefore even though a bomber gedola normally an akeva is definitely asa, but in bomas Beit Shemesh was a Yuras Shor. But if it would have been a bomas yochid, then definitely it's mutter like a Rabbi Ahava. Comes out as he says it away on a machlekes understanding how to teach the Gemara of Dilma b'bamas yochid. Rashi learns that Dilma is Dilma la upaskin la'i v'ad b'ahava. We have no suffix what the Bama was. The Bama was definitely a bamas yochid. And the Meiri learns we definitely hold like a v'ad b'ahava. And the machlekes, the shayla of the Gemara is, was the Bama in Beis Shemesh a bamas yochid or a bamas tzibu? Rashi, who says that the suffix of the Gemara has a suffix where they hold a v'ad b'ahava, but emes, other places in Shas, would be mashma b'emes the halach is not like Rabbi Adabai Ahava. The Braisa says in Zvachim Kuf Tes Vavam Mitzbeis, when it's discussing the korbanos of a ben noyach, and the Gemara says over there, the ad shelo hukam ha-mishkon, muta to be makriv all the korbanos of a ben noyach in the bomois, and we can be makriv their korban, bein zchorim, and bein the kevois. There's no difference, we can be makriv even a korban oila and a keva. Now if we're going to say that an Obama, which the Gemara over there is discussing Obama Siochid, is even mutter a korban Yisrael and a keva lo'ila like Rav Adabai Ahava, then l'chayr there's no chidush to say that a korban ben noyach is mutter b'bomo ad shelehukam ha-mishkon even on a keva. Because since it's a bomo over there, even a korban Yisrael is mutter, and even after b'shas heta ha-bomo is mutter b'bomo ha-siyochid. It's mashma l'chayr in the b'reitza not like Rav Adabai Ahava, and the b'emes only a korban ben noyach is mutter b'bomo and not a korban of a Yisrael, like Rav Adabai Ahava's chiddush. Rashi b'emes learns the Gemara has a suffix over here, and it's only a dilma the Rav Adabai Ahava's din. The Meshech Chochma in Pashas Emor, Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, says even more. He says that if you look in Yerushalmi, there's nowhere in Yerushalmi we find this chiddush of Rav Adabai Ahava that one is allowed to be mafrish and be makriv a korban oila nekeva on a bomas yochid. And says the Meshech Chochma that in Yerushalmi, in our Gemara, would be mefurish, not like Rav Adabai Ahava. Because Yerushalmi over here asks the same kasha on Reb Elezer, that Reb Elezer holds chashin on the revere, how are we allowed to be makriv the poro, ve'es haporit helu oido l'ashem, we're not allowed to be makriv a poro, which is in the keva. Says the Yerushalmi, that this is noriaya, neged Reb Elezer holds chashin on the revere, and over here these poros came from the goyim, is because sarini plishtim shani, the ones who brought the korban, who sent the korban, were from the plishtim. They were the sorim, the sarinei plishtim, and the sarinei plishtim, they are different, becoming a raya from a korban which the sarinei plishtim sent. And says the Yerushalmi, I've got a raya, because they were in a kevas, and the kevas are not kosher lo'ilo at all. Must be that the korban of a sarinei plishtim is different. explains Remeir Simcha in Meshech Ochra that the Yishalmi means to say that the Sarni Plishtim send these korbonos were be'emes korbonos of Bnei Noach. And the korban of a Ben Noach is mutter even if it's on a kever, like the Gemara says in Zvachim we quoted above. And therefore, says the Gemara in Yishalmi, we cannot bring a raya from these korbanos of the Poros, because be'emes, they were not korbanos which the Yidden brought. They were korbanos which the Goyim, they were had a halacha of the korban of the Sarni Plishtim, and they had a korban of a Ben Noach, and therefore was mutter lemizbeach, even though it was a korban which is oilan in the kever. And Tosfos Chulin Chav Beis Amud Beis says Mevor Mefurish that this is Pshat in Yishalmi that the korban of a Sarni Plishtim means was a korban of a Ben Noach, and therefore is mutter to be a oil on the kever, even though lemaisa for korban Yisrael is also oil on the kever on the Bamas Yochid. And the Redak in Shmuel also over there Shmuel Aleph Perik Vav is also Mevor like Tosfos Pshat, like we said from Tosfos, like the Mesh Chochem explains that not like the Bavli, the Yishalmi holds that this korban, these poros, were be'emes poros of a korban ben noyach, and therefore was mutter, even though it was a nekeva lo'ilo. Says the Meshech Chochma, Kaponim, you see, the Shittas Yishalmi is not like Rav Adar Be'ahava, and if it would have been a korban Yisrael, it would be also, even though it was a bamas yochid, and Mamela, the Yishalmi had to say that it was a korban ben noyach, and only because of the korban ben noyach, therefore was mutter, a nekeva lo'ilo. There is another Yesodus figure in the Kuda over here in the Gemara, which the Achronim discuss. This is Rebbe Kveger's Ginnin Ashas over here. He's Mitzayin to the Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudam Ed Aleph, the Rebbe Maschel Egel, who asks on the Gemara that the Gemara Be'alas is discussing that this Bomas Bis Shemesh that they were Makiv the Poros, was it a Yuras Shah, was it not a Yuras Shah? Asks the Turi Evan that L'chir has to be a Yuras Shah, because these Poros, the Gemara explains later on, were older than 3 years old, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to have children. And therefore, these Poros who are older than 3 years old, L'chir, are already posel akrova, because they have a din zoking. The Rambam says in Maisa HaKobonis, Perik Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, that a par is only kosher l'korban up till Sholish Shonim Shleimois. Says the Rambam that after these 3 years are over, then the par becomes posel because he's a zoking. Ve'ein makrivim oisoi. Says the Torah Evan, that's Mavur in the Rambam, that the Psul Zokain, which we find in Shas, and the Rambam paskins this Psul in Isuri Mizbeach, Perik Beis Halocha Vov, and this Psul, Be'emes, says the Torah Evan, is Ma'akiv, it's not just a Din Lechatchila, it's Mavur in the Rambam, that this Psul is already after 3 years old. Once the Par is already 3 years old, he becomes a Psul Zokain. So asks the Torah Evan, Alechir, from this itself, is Muchach, that this Akrova on the Bomas Bis Shemesh, was a Akrova of a Yuras Shah, because this Psul Zokain, because the Parah is already 3 years old. Says the Torah Evan, Alechir, is Muchach from this Gemara, not like the Rambam says in Maisa HaKobonis, that the Psul Zokain is ready from three, because over here there's three and it wasn't a Yuras Shah, the Psul Zokain must be in a later stage, and not like the Rambam, and he asks on the Rambam, who says that the Psul Zokain is ready when 3 years old, the Chiri is neged al Gemara. But Be'emes, the Mishnah on the Melech, in Yisuri Mizbeach, Perik Beis Halacha Vav, is Mayrich on the Das of the Rambam, and he's Merchiach, that even the Rambam agrees that the Psul Zokain, which is Posel Min HaTorah, is only later on, a later Shia, maybe when he suggests, maybe when the Behemah starts shaking, like the Psul Zokain, which the Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, Perik Zayin Haloch Yud Beis, by a Kohen who becomes possible for a Zokin when he's recesses. Therefore, says the Mishnah Melech, maybe this is a Shia also by Behemah when he becomes possible for Zokin Min HaTorah. The Rambam, who says that there's a Zokin, a Psul of Zokin, even after 3 years old, this is only a din derabonon, and it's a din because it's not covered to be makriv such a korban, and this is what the Rambam means, are Zokin ei makrivin oisei. So the Mishnah Melech says that this Psul Zokin be'emes is only midirabonon, and therefore from our Gemara wouldn't be a kasha kund this cheshvin, because here we're handing min atiriyah, and min atiriyah be'emes there was no need for Yuras Shah once he's 3 years old, because the Psul Zokin is only later stage. But the Mishnah Melech himself brings down from Tosfos in Yuma, Samecheyamid Beis, and the Zeiz Mavur also in Tosfos in Zvochim, Nun Tesamid Beis, like the Sfasemes over there says, that the Mavur in Shittas HaTosfos, that the Psul Zokin be'emes is Toli B'shonim, and after 3 years old, he becomes a Psul Zokin. Memela, the Torah Emes Kashi is back Shveh, according to Shittas HaTosfos, why over here does the Gemara not say that was a Yuras Shah because of the Psul Zokin? Another suggestion, we can say that the Mishnah Melech says at the beginning of Hilchas Pari Adumo, that even though the Rambam gives a years of 3 years of age for the Par, which is mentioned in the Rambam, like we said in Maisa HaKobonos, Perik Aleph, But the poro, says the Mishnah Melech, is different than the keva, is different than the zocha. And the shear zokin, the shear of shonim for the poro is going to be different than the shear shonim of the par. And the Mishnah Melech says that the shear shonim of the poro is up to 4 years. And this is what the Rambam says at the beginning of poro aduma, that poro aduma is kosher till 4 years. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's choluk the shear of poro and the shear of a par. Therefore, in Al Gemara, which we're discussing the poros, it was not shver from after gimel shonim, because be'emes the shear of a nekeva is a later stage. It's only when it's 4 years old, and mamela these poros were only 3 years old, and mamela doesn't need a hiras shor to be able to make of these korbanos. Another teretz to the ikka kasha of the Turi Evan, a mechudish dika teretz, says the Minchas Avraham on the Turi Askerenim, Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Sehei, Halacha Beis, that one can say that Be'emes is Choluk, a Korban Nedover, from a Korban Choiva. In the Korbanis Choiva, in the Torah, we find that the Torah says you have to bring a par. The Lashon of the Torah is, in many Yomim Tovim, we have to bring a par. And on the Lashon par, says the Rambam, a Shem par is only up to 3 years. After the 3 years, he doesn't have any more the Shem par, and he has got Din Zokin. But says the Minchas Avraham, that in a korban nedover, we find the lashon when someone wants to make a korban nedover, he can bring his korban min habokar. It doesn't over there say a lashon par. So one can say that the shem bokar, this continues on even after 3 years old. And he doesn't become a zokin, because the zokin only becomes once he's missing his shem par. And in a korban chayva, we need the shem par, and therefore it's going to be psul zokin in a korban chayva. But in a korban nedover, one can say that this psul is only much later on. And the Mele says in Chas Avraham in Al Gemara, which we're discussing, a Korban Nedover. Over here, we can say that Be'emes, the Korban didn't become possible only later on, and the Mele, we didn't need Hiras Shah. It's a chidush of the Chas Avraham to be mechalek between the Korbanos, between Korbanos Nedover and Korbanos of Chayva. One more Nekuda, the Gemara later on says, on these poros, Omer Abiyichna Mishum Remeya, that these poros, Be'emes said Shira, Sha'omu Shira, the poros said Shira, and the Gemara gives a few mandomim what shir these poris said. The Ravid at the end of the Gemara in the spiritual Ravid of here in the Sugi in Avodah Zarah asks an interesting question. He asks that if these poris Be'emes said shir, then why do we not find that this ness that the poris managed to speak Beloshen HaKodesh and say this psukim of shir, how can we not find this ness mentioned similar to what we find in Ovis Perikei Mishnah Vav, that this ness of Pi Ha'osin, that the Osin spoke to Bilam, this was Nivra bin Ashmoshis. So it says, Ravid L'chir, the ness over here of these poets should also be mentioned in the Mishnah over there. And we don't find, Bichlal, any mention that there's this ness of the poets who were speaking. It says, Ravid, that Be'emes Gemara doesn't mean to say that these poets said Shira B'loshen HaKodesh. They spoke in their own language, in the language of the poets. But there was someone over there who he understood the Sfas HaPoets. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah Chof Chesamad Aleph, that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai understood even Sichas Dekolim, even the speed, the language of the trees. So there was someone over here who was standing and he understood the Sfas HaPoros and he heard these poros saying Shira, one of these Shiras like the Gemara mentions. But the Ritva over here, he asks the same question and he says that Be'emes, of course, they said V'loshan HaKodesh. The reason why it was not mentioned is because the Mishnah in Ovis only mentions one of the Nisim, which was, this was the Ness of the Pi Ha'osin, and it says the Ritva, V'hu ha'yo'av l'kulom, from the Pi Ha'osin, he was the Av, and Enichanami, all other cases of the Nisim, which we find in Chazal, these were all under the category of Pi Ha'osin, which was Nivra bin Ashmoshis, and Be'emes, this Ness of the Poris, were also Nivra bin Ashmoshis. Be'emes, we find other places also, in the Yalkut says in Melochim, Remez Rishu Dalet, by the Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, when he had this whole story with Nevi'e Abal, we find also over there Eliyahu had the discussion with the Poris. According to the Ravid, we're going to have to say that over there it wasn't a real discussion with the Loshon HaKodesh, but according to the Ritva, it could have been B'Loshon HaKodesh, and this is also under the category of Pio Osoin, which was Nivra bin Ashmoshes, and this was the Av L'Kulom. Similarly, we find in Rashi Al HaTorah, Parshas Yisro, even a bigger chiddush, even a doimim, like the Gvul around Har Sinai, says Rashi, spoke and told Klal Yisrael not to come any further. And the Divrei David over there from the Taz in Parshas Yisro, he discusses whether does this mean literally that the Gvul itself spoke. And the Tzedel LaDerech over there in Rashi says that Machmas Kedushosoi, the Gvul itself, managed to speak because he got the Kedusha of Har Sinai. Al Kaponim, according to the Ritva, all this can be taken literally, and it's under the klal of the Pi Ha'osin that was Nivra bin Ashmoshes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.